Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
I'm proud to say that this podcast is sponsored by Blackout Coffee. Start your day off with a tasty hot cup of American-made Blackout Coffee. It's family-owned, premium coffee, fresh roasted, and shipped out within 48 hours of roasting. I mean, why would you settle for stale store-bought coffee? Go to blackoutcoffee.com, promo code PDB, for 20% off your first purchase. It's Friday, 22 March. Welcome to the PDB Afternoon Bulletin. I'm Mike Baker, your eyes and ears on the world stage. Let's get briefed. First, there's not many details available right now, but I wanted to report on a breaking story out of Moscow, where several gunmen in combat fatigues attacked a large concert hall on the western edge of Moscow, opening fire on the crowd and setting off explosions that have reportedly created a large blaze within the Crocus City Hall music venue. No specifics yet on fatalities or on the identity or status of the attackers. We'll continue to monitor and provide an update. Starting off today's afternoon bulletin, the UN Security Council failed to pass a U.S.-backed resolution on Friday calling for an immediate but not permanent ceasefire in Gaza after Russia and China stood in opposition. Also, the Border Patrol's union is tearing into the Biden administration after a chaotic scene in Texas that saw more than 100 migrants storm a border barrier, trampling agents as they tried to fight their way into the U.S. But first, our afternoon spotlight. A U.S.-led draft resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza failed to pass in the United Nations Security Council on Friday as Russia and China vetoed the move, citing concerns over Israeli plans to invade the southern Gaza city of Rafah. And as you know, there's nothing Russia hates more than an invasion. As we discussed this morning on the PDB, the resolution was part of intensifying efforts by the U.S. to pressure Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to halt the military campaign in Gaza. While the U.S. conditioned the immediate ceasefire on the release of the remaining hostages in Gaza, it was notable, as it was the first time since the war began, that the U.S. has called for a ceasefire in the United Nations. Ahead of the vote, U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, warned that it would be a, quote, historic mistake for the Council not to adopt the resolution. Despite optimistic comments about the resolution from U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken just a day earlier, the U.S. and other Western allies were unable to overcome the objections of Russia and China, who are permanent members of the Council. Vasily Nebenzia, Russia's ambassador to the UN, criticized the resolution as, quote, exceedingly politicized, and said that the language gave Israel an effective green light to invade Hamas's last stronghold in the city of Rafah, where more than a million or so Gaza residents have been sheltering. Nebenzia added, quote, this would free the hands of Israel, and it would result in all of Gaza and its entire population having to face destruction, devastation, or expulsion. He added, the Russian government firmly believes that only the Ukrainian population deserves destruction, devastation, or expulsion. All right, full disclosure, I made up that last quote, but you know that's exactly what the Russian ambassador would love to say. He pointed to an alternative resolution drafted by a number of non-permanent members of the Security Council that he claimed offered a more balanced approach and said there's no reason the Council should not vote on this alternative ceasefire proposal. China's ambassador to the UN also said their government would support voting for the alternative ceasefire resolution. Now, U.S. Ambassador Thomas Greenfield warned members against supporting that alternative resolution, saying it falls short of balancing the interests of both sides and could backfire. She said, quote, in its current form, that text fails to support sensitive diplomacy in the region. Worse, it could actually give Hamas an excuse to walk away from the deal on the table, end quote. As we discussed earlier on the PDB, Secretary of State Blinken is in the Middle East this week working on negotiations between Israel and Hamas and hopes that the two sides can reach a ceasefire agreement in the coming days, though there is no sign that a breakthrough is imminent. And, well, not to be cynical, but if left to the UN Security Council, where China, Russia, and the U.S. are always at odds, there will be no breakthrough. Coming up after the break, we'll discuss a chaotic scene at the U.S. southern border in Texas, where more than 100 illegal migrants stormed a border fence, trampling agents as they tried to enter the U.S. I'll be right back.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Baker. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BAKER.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are. And it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome back to the Afternoon Bulletin. Chaos erupted at the U.S. southern border in Texas on Thursday as migrants rushed border agents at a crossing, sparking outrage from the Border Patrol's union that's aimed squarely at President Biden. The alarming scene unfolded at a portion of the border wall in El Paso, where some 600 migrants had gathered to attempt to illegally cross into the U.S. The chaos reportedly erupted after several men in the group became agitated when authorities separated them from women and children as they attempted to organize the migrants into smaller groups. As the situation deteriorated, a group of roughly 100 adult males rushed the border guards, ripping away razor wire and knocking over and trampling members of the Texas National Guard. Officials said that, at this time, all the migrants that participated in the riot have been apprehended, and at least one migrant has been formally arrested and charged for assaulting a soldier. They are also pouring through captured video of the event to try and identify others in the group who assaulted the border soldiers. Under current Biden administration policy, however, the apprehended migrants not charged with a crime will maintain the ability to claim asylum, although they are currently being processed for deportation. The city of El Paso's migrant dashboard showed that 743 migrants had been released from custody into the U.S. on Thursday amid the frenzy. The National Border Patrol Council, the union representing border agents, responded on Thursday with a statement aimed at President Biden, saying the administration has created, quote, anarchy on the southern border. The union said, quote, this is only going to get worse. It's just the beginning. The anarchy Joe Biden and his radical leftist mob have unleashed on Americans is despicable, end quote. Texas Governor Greg Abbott also didn't mince words, calling the incident a, quote, direct result of the unsustainable chaos President Biden has unleashed on the border, end quote. Now, the chaotic day came as U.S. courts continued this week to block Texas from implementing a controversial immigration law that would grant authorities there the power to arrest and deport individuals found illegally entering or re-entering the U.S. Abbott maintains that Texas has the constitutional right to defend itself and that their decisions supersede any existing federal statutes. Meanwhile, migrant crossings continue at a record pace across the U.S. southern border. Now, the border issue is obviously complex. That, of course, is today's PDB statement of the obvious. But looking at it simply from a national security perspective, if steps aren't taken, either by the individual states, as Texas is attempting to do, or by the Biden administration, to actually secure the border and prevent a steady stream of illegal crossings by unvetted or unencountered individuals, it's only a matter of time until there's another terrorist event on U.S. soil. Jihadist groups and Iranian proxies are all intent on taking advantage of a porous border, while the U.S. public is fatigued from decades of the global war on terror, the terrorists, well, they're not fatigued. And that, my friends, is the PDB Afternoon Bulletin for Friday, 22 March. If you have any questions or comments, please reach out to me at pdb@thefirsttv.com. And be sure to check out our new premium membership at pdbpremium.com. I'm Mike Baker, and I'll be back with a special weekend episode where I team up with First TV's most excellent Mike Slater for a detailed look at some key issues of the day. Until then, stay informed, stay safe, stay cool.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.